Tyson Nash, analyst for the Arizona Coyotes, former teammate of Jason Strudwick, joins us. Nasher, how you doing?
Hey, can I get in on this, or are you guys just going to go back and forth? You brought me in 10 minutes ago. I can go all day on Strud, but you ever hear Gregor? You ever hear the old saying, you can't give a bad player a good pass? That was Strudwick.
Right? Oh, my.
Put it right on the tape. Listen, it exploded. It didn't matter. When you got it back, it was in five pieces.
Listen, Nash, I'll tell you what. I have a $10 American bill I'm going to send to you because I know you've been on hold for about 5 minutes, and that just you're so rattled about that $10 it's costing you.
Well, it's costing me tanning time. That's why.
Well, I know. Well, I don't know if you guys were in the same tanning bed or not, but I know that you and you roomed at times with Keith Yandle in your career. What do you make of this deal? What is Yandle going to bring the Rangers? Strudz is concerned about his defensive zone play. What do you think?
Well, yeah, he definitely is. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. He can be a liability at times, but all I'm telling you, you put him right with the right situation with the right player. And he's more than fine. Unfortunately, the Coyotes didn't have one of those players. Keith Yandle is a little bit of a wild horse at times, but as far as offensive numbers and a power play quarterback, there is not a player in the league that is better than Keith Yandle in that department. I'm convinced of it. The Rangers got one heck of a player. Keith Yandle, again, was going to lead the Coyotes in points again for the third straight season. The only player in NHL history to ever do that was a guy you guys might know, Denny Potvin. So, there's a guy that has got a ton of upside, but he needs to be protected for sure.
Arizona, good power play. What does he bring as far as like his movement on the blue line, the power play that could kickstart the Rangers, who have like an average power play? I think they're 14th.
Well, Keith Yandle, nobody carries the puck up the ice better, you know, which he makes it look real simple. But as you know, as a defenseman, it's not that easy. You can break a single trap single-handedly. You know, it's he's just got that calming presence on the blue line and that ability to not hammer the puck from the point. He's not going to, you know, score a lot of goals from the blue line. Not many players in this league do besides maybe Shea Weber. But he has the ability to always find that hole to get that puck to the front of the net and very deflectable pucks. I think that's what power play has come to now in the National Hockey League. You know, you just want to get pucks to the net, and it sounds easier than it is, but, you know, it's very difficult. Keith Yandle has that knack.
Nasher, Antoine Vermette, I don't see him a lot. And, you know, a lot of people are like, man, the Chicago Blackhawks got much, much better with the acquisition of Vermette. Obviously, that team in Arizona, they don't score a lot of goals, so maybe that limits his point production. How good is he? Is he going to make that much of a difference in your mind?
Well, I can't wait to watch Antoine Vermette and Keith Yandle to see what they're going to be able to do on those two teams. I mean, Keith Yandle flying up the ice, and now he's giving the puck to Rick Nash, Martin St. Louis, Kevin Hayes, Zuccarello. I mean, he's got some options now and guys that can finish those plays off. So I'm anxious to see that. I'm also anxious to see Antoine Vermette play a little bit of a more of an offensive role. I think he played some real, real hard minutes here in Arizona. You know, he goes against the other team's top line. His face-offs is what he's going to really bring Chicago. You know, in the defensive zone, he's going to be that guy. You know, he's not going to replace, you know, the offense of Patrick Kane. He can definitely help in that department, but he's a warrior. This guy plays the game the right way. He's been around a long time, and he's hungry. He's starving to win. He's very excited. And I'm excited to see what he can do there with some high end players with Hossa and Sharp and Taves. I'm curious to see where he's going to play and where he fits in.
Yeah, it's been a pretty exciting 48 hours or so for the Arizona Coyotes with some of the trades. And obviously two really good players going out means you get some nice assets back. I believe that Arizona has three first round picks now this year they got out of two out of these deals on their own.
Yeah, you know what? When you break it down, I was a little bit shocked. And obviously, you got to give up something good to get something good, the oldest thing in the book. But when you look at the Coyotes, they have they got four first-round picks, three second-round picks, and one third-round pick in the next 2 years.
Wow.
And one of those first-round picks this year could potentially be if I don't know, I guess I can't say this, but if all goes well, or not so well. You know, they've got a guy in Connor McDavid or Eichel. I mean, let's face it, when you're closer to the bottom than you are to the top, and right now the Coyotes are a mile and a half away from where they need to be and want to be, but you got to look at the positives, and the positives are Connor McDavid. That's all I can say.
Well, there's a huge opportunity, and I'm looking at the lineup for the Arizona Coyotes, and she's pretty thin right now. And, you know, our good friend and former teammate Shane Doan, he just hangs in there. He never leaves. Loyal player. You know, what's going through his mind right now is he and probably Oliver Ekman-Larsson, two guys are legitimate NHL players on a team full of guys that are working to get to that point.
Well, I think, you know, he's obviously he's going through a tough stall right now. Today is probably a real hard day for him, knowing where this organization is going, where he is as far as father time goes with his career. I think everyone expected Vermette to go and McCulloch and Antoine Vermette, but I don't think that they expected Keith Yandle to go anywhere. He really felt like he was part of the Coyotes' future. If you're going to build a championship team, you know, Keith Yandle and Oliver Ekman-Larsson, that's a pretty good place to start. But that being said, again, you know, you look at the draft picks and they got Duclair. We all know the chemistry that he had with Domi at World Juniors. I mean, that's pretty special in itself. I think it's when Shane Doan really looks at this and sees the dust settle, you know, draft picks are draft picks. There's no guarantee with that, but boy, if you can have some scouts, and now that's the future of this organization, lays right in the hands of the scouting staff. So, you know, whatever they have to do, how much money they have to pump into that scouting staff, they better do it and make sure that they have the best in the business, because that's where the future lies. And again, sorry to be long-winded here, but when you look at this team, and Don Maloney touched on this, he said, when you go to the Western Conference Finals, you know, it's, you know, you look at goaltending, you look at the coaching. That's how this team got there, you know, and you know, you can only sustain that so long if you don't have superstar players. You need superstar players in the NHL today. You can't fool them, and if you're fooling them, you can only fool them for so long. I think that's where this organization was. Now it's time to, you know, rely on young prospects, first-round draft picks, and hope that this team can get a few superstars, because you need to be in the same league as the Chicago's, the L.A.'s, and the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Tyson Ash, analyst for the Arizona Coyotes, joins us. You talked about McDavid and Eichel. Here in Edmonton, you know, it's a diehard hockey market. They're on 9 years without the playoffs, and they still have great fan support. How are the fans reacting? Your team only a few years ago was in the conference final and, you know, had that miraculous great run and got everybody excited. But are they open? Like, does McEichel, does that resonate in Arizona, the prospect of getting one of those two?
Hey, all I can say is, Edmonton, you guys can, you know, back off a little bit. You've had your chances. You've had the top picks over the last year. You guys are done, okay? What you do with those guys is on your own business. We deserve a kid like that. And I'm telling you, you get a McDavid, and it changes your organization for the next 10, 12 years. It really does. It's a face that you can sell now in a market, as we all know, that needs somebody to sell. You can't lean on Shane Doan anymore. You know, he's part of it, but you need a superstar face, and McDavid would go a long way here, that's for sure.
Well, they're lucky to have you for so long. You had a superstar face, but plumber's hands.
Yeah, that's true. I did like hearing that song, though, the taking care of business. That took a few heartstrings. Unfortunately, the only time you heard that song was when you passed the puck to me, buddy.
Not sure. You mentioned all the good talent they have. They're accumulating down there, and a lot of people feel that Phoenix is starting, or Arizona is starting to rival Winnipeg Jets with some of their young prospects in the organization. You know, you already mentioned Duclair and Max Domi. What has Don Maloney said about as far as the way he's going to develop these young guys? Is he going to be patient, or as I'm looking at this lineup, I mean, I could easily see Duclair and Domi on this lineup next year without very little competition from elsewhere.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, when you look at our team and the backbone of it, now you got Oliver Ekman-Larsson, you got Mikkel Bakker, you got Martin Hansel, you got Tobias Reeder, who we got from the Edmonton Oilers. I'm not sure how we pulled that off, but what a player. What a player he is. So we'll take him gladly. And now you throw Dahl back in. You got Domi, you got Duclair, you got Dvorak, you got a kid named Pelini. you got McInnes and you got Samuelson, who, as you guys all know, there. I mean, I don't think there's an NHL team that has, you know, more prospects, more NHL-ready prospects than the Coyotes right now. So I think that's why people are getting excited around here. It's going to be a tough couple of years, but the ownership group here and the management group and Dave Tippett, they're willing to, you know, to be patient. And they know and they recognize that now they need to draft well, and they need to teach these kids how to play hockey. And Dave Tippett, it doesn't get any better. If you're going to have a guy teach young kids how to play the right way, that's the coach you want moving forward. So, again, everyone's really excited about what's gone on here. I think the guys that are on the team, though, today, Shane Doan types, it might take a couple days to digest it, but he knows better than anyone where this team needs to go.
Do you think with 1 year left in his deal, he might finally relent and say, hey, guys, I might be open to a trade?
Yeah, it was a lot of talk about Shane Doan this year doing that, but I think he's just so loyal. The other part of it, how many years he has left, do you want to finish? How important is it to finish your entire career in one market? I'm not sure how that holds for Shane Doan. Or, hey, do you want one crack at it? Do you want to go next year at the deadline to a team that has that chance? I don't know, but I would think it's going to be a real tough decision for him.
Nasher, always good to catch up with you. Have a good one.
All right, thanks, boys.